Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just talking about the Oppenheim twins. When is Selling Sunset returning?
Not soon fucking enough, unfortunately. I feel like they can't really film that well or easily because of COVID.
I'm excited to see the ladies tackle like a global crisis.
And talk about like what it means for the real estate market. Mm-hmm. Though I think it's actually like been a great time for the real estate market in Los Angeles.
The boom.
I think a lot about the $75 million house that Davina is trying to sell.
That's sitting.
Has she sold it? What's happening?
No. What's the guy's name?
Isn't that the Coldwater house?
It's like Beverly Hills Flats or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right on a highway.
That horrific
monstrosity.
Ghoul of a man.
Yeah, that man who has that like doesn't accept women who are like look at him in the eye.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
I like when Christine came on and like topped him though. That was great.
I need to revisit her because like she makes my life better when I see her on a like regular basis. Mm-hmm. And she's done some Vogue shoots and like some magazine stuff, and she's looking more flawless than ever. But I need her
spirit,
like perfect hair, face, spirit to like bless my TV and my eyes. Like I crave the candy, hyper reality of that show.
Why? I think Christine should be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, personally.
Those women would not know what to do with her.
She
would dom every single one of them. Kyle Richards would have a nervous breakdown if Christine was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
There's no one who's been more made and ready for reality TV than like Christine is striving for reality TV stardom, which she's gotten. Mm-hmm. But like her looks, the way her like, you know, everything, her cadence, you know, just walking in and looking suspicious at everything. Like, it's all just perfected reality TV.
Yeah. And the hair, makeup, and fashion.
The fashion of season two.
So good. And it's only going to get better.
Her black bridal dress was unbelievable.
Her wedding was incredible. It made me actually want to have a wedding. And I'm so not like a wedding person.
A true goth wedding.
Goth queen.
She is... She and I follow each other on Twitter. She's really nice.
Wow, this is huge.
She messaged me once.
You've made it. What did she say?
She said she loved my videos.
Wow, you've really buried the lead on Christine being your number one fan.
Well, I like tweeted about her once.
You're humble.
Mm-hmm.
Humble God, Carrie O'Donnell.
Humble King.
Humble King.
I tweeted about her once and she just went like, yeah, right here. And replied with a gif of herself and followed me. And so I immediately had to follow. But then I was like afraid mm-hmm. that she would think I was making, because I'm not like, when I tweet about that show, I'm not like making fun of it. I'm just like in awe of it.
No, I worship.
I'm pretty sure she unfollowed me at one point, but then refollowed me. And now we're like, I think it's set in stone. All right.
I love that. Sometimes it takes like an unfollow and a refollow to cement the relationship.
She had a tweet once where she was like, oh boy. It was like right before the holiday surge started. She was like, oh boy. And there was no punctuation in it. So I just was imagining her saying it all in like one monotonous, you know, breath. And she was like, oh boy, dining shutting down again. Everyone go out to eat right now. Get it in before we can't do it ever again. Oh God. And it was just like this very like
stream prophetic. Of consciousness.
Yeah, it was automatic writing. Oh God.
I really miss her. Restaurants are not the same. They're not hitting the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been to one since like the reopening, but it's like I don't really want to sit in a parking lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to
in front of a dog. I don't want to like sit in front of a dog food store Mm-mm. to like eat sushi. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I shan't be going to the Americana like parking garage dining area they have set up. Also,
oh, they are in a parking garage. Maybe I just need to find the right parking garage setting.
Yeah,
but I went to Katsuya in the Valley and you really just have to sit outside of a pet supply store. And I was like, this doesn't feel like glam to me.
No, I drove by Connie and Ted's the other night and it's like on Santa Monica and it's fully like they have. I love when people say like, oh, we have outdoor seating, but it's enclosed outdoor.
Yeah,
like it's fully
it's tented like a wedding.
Yeah, but it's like some of them are like fully just like little cabins they've built. And everyone's like, but we're outside. Yeah. And it's like, no, but you're outside inside.
New York has done that too. Like I saw like something like the Nomad Hotel did like in New York did like they have like a beautiful tent with like Persian rugs and like chandeliers. And I was like, this doesn't seem very outdoor to me.
No.
But like, hey, I'll take it.
When I was in Aspen, they had like train car looking dining where it's like. And it looks like this little ski chalet and you just walk by and you're just like, wait, no, that's like Aspen was wild and out. When I was there, we literally didn't leave our house really except to go on like nature walks. But like people were just raw dogging it in Aspen.
Yeah, people were raw dogging it when I was in Sedona, like in the early fall. Like, I mean, I ate inside two restaurants. Mm-hmm. One, I was like the only person in there because it was early in the morning. And then the other one was like a nice restaurant, but they had spaced all the tables really far away from each other. But it was like people were very
willy-nilly,
like, carefree about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I do miss like restaurants, but
yeah, of course.
Just not the same.
Like, I would love to go to Shirley Temple at a restaurant right now, but I'm not.
I'd love to go get a steak, have like a steak dinner somewhere, but like, it just doesn't, if you can't have the ambiance, it really takes away from the whole sitch.
If you drive by like Ventura Boulevard or something, like, it's like back-to-back, person-to-person seating outside. Like, you're literally like grazing the back of someone's head with yours, and like, that's not isolated, or that's not distance, that's closer than you probably would be in a rest inside.
Sad. But back to Netflix. They're really killing it on the reality front of things.
Yeah, Selling Sunset was their, I think, their like pioneer experiment that went totally right.
Yeah, but then followed up with Bling Empire.
Oh, I miss
which
it.
Was truly incredible. Yeah, it was like, I can't wait to see what they do next. Whoever is like, even Are You the, or not, was it Are You the One? It wasn't Are You the One. What was that one?
Oh,
but Jessica?
Not The Circle. It was,
The Sound of Your Voice or something.
Oh, I fucking forgot.
Me too. But that one was good. Like a interesting watch. It wasn't my favorite, but it was like good for what
yeah,
it was.
No, they're like doing experimental kind of reality TV. That one was great. I think I just saw two of the couples are still together.
Hey.
Jessica.
If it works, it works. Jessica. Poor.
Didn't you say Jessica lucked out that COVID like kind of wiped her slate clean because like no everyone forgot about her? Because she was like...
She definitely did.
She was like public enemy number one for like a hot second.
It was almost like a pretty much a year ago, I think, to the day that we were blessed and stressed with Jessica's journey. And then COVID took over and she got to take a back seat and fully like relive her life.
She was like,
oh. So I'm glad for her for that because she really needed that.
She was like, oh.
She didn't deserve that kind of humiliation.
Can you imagine just being like...
Yeah, dating shows are...
Oh.
Being like the number one, like,
just hoping
idiot,
yeah, just saying something
on TV that everyone's like, they're laughing at you constantly.
I had stress on Sunday because I tweeted something like, I was just kind of kidding, but I do think it. I tweeted like, it's weird that they made us each bring in Valentine's for the entire class on Valentine's Day in grade school. Like, everyone had to bring in Valentine's and give it to each other. I thought that was weird. And like, if you really think about it, it's like, you will like them, you know? And it's like, I think it's, mm-hmm. But I was kind of kidding. And then I tweeted it and then I started seeing in the quotes, like people being like, what's wrong with you? Like people need to relax. And like, this was great. This was healthy. And like, y'all are weird, people saying. And like, all just people were coming for me. I started seeing it. And so I was like, oh God, am I going to get canceled because of this like fucking dumbass tweet that I fired off on Valentine's Day? It's like that kind of
the threat of cancellation is so real. Like it could happen at this point for anything. But you could be like, I don't like the color of highlighters, yellow, who needs it? And then people would literally be like, you're dead to the world for that.
But like, imagining Jessica just seeing like the tweets, like, and she's just going, oh, and then all of a sudden like a week later, like the country locks down and she's like, okay. Great.
She's like, whew, she pours herself like a heaping glass of wine.
Wasn't there one episode where she's drinking like the biggest glass of wine of all time?
She loved her wine. I could relate.
That house that she lived in.
She just wants her wine.
And her like,
just give me my wine.
Her white shuttered house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait to see what Netflix gives us next. They're killing it. Netflix, if you're listening, shout out to you.
Sponsor us.
Keep slaying. Yeah, sponsor us. And I have some ideas for you.
You do. Don't give them on this, though. Save them.
No, honey.
They're locked.
I'm not giving them away for
lock
free.
Lock those down, baby.
Yeah, get in touch. Should we get into masterpiece theater of an episode?
Well, okay, so I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy.
Unique.
Podcast.
Insatiable bitch goddesses. Every time we say it, I feel the hint that one of us is like, or am I going to say the wrong thing? So they're like kind of waiting for the other person to say it.
I'm always waiting for you. Because I'm literally
the canary
forget.
In the mine.
There's so many different seasons at this point of just like Sexy Unique spinoffs that
like,
I don't know.
I
can't keep track of anything.
I love / honor the trust that you're giving me in that moment of being like, I'm going to put my faith in what Carrie says. And knowing that I could wear him out very well, fuck it up too. But you're mm-hmm. like, I trust it. And I'm going to always try to honor that.
I appreciate that.
Insatiable.
I always think
salty
like you
queens.
Probably know. I'm literally like salty, insatiable goddesses.
It's coming.
The goddesses, only four remain.
They all pack their bags
at the top of this episode.
And they all assemble and head to the, you know, Van Nuys private jet airport or whatever, and take off in a Lear with Brett and Heather leading them and Big John.
Destiny is back in her Fosse fedora.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather is back in her J-Lo cosplay.
I just love the love that Destiny has for Heather is just very, comes really to full front in this episode, I feel.
Their love is pure, their love is kind, and
their love is toxic.
Belong together. Yeah, they like, I could see them just hanging offline.
Heather kind of Svengali's Destiny.
Heather causes more drama than she solves, and then eventually is just dismissed in the most humiliating of manners. And I was like, there is no justice for Heather. In this
I know. And I was like, damn, you really got the shit end of this deal. Because like,
ugh, I have chills.
Yeah.
Ugh, no.
Oh, God.
Because no. If you're still in love with someone, which I believe she is still in love with Brett, mm-hmm. in this moment, you will... And they're like the top in the relationship. Like you'll kind of take whatever you can get from them. And like, it's very easy to interpret like being a part of their life or like them confiding in you about like who they're dating
right.
or who they're fucking and like thinking you have some say. It's like easy to mistake that with being like in like you're getting some sort of intimacy that you crave. But I think it's actually like the most damaging thing that you can do when you're like
100%
in love with someone. You have to like separate the fuck out of yourselves and like start living your own life. And I don't, it's like you cannot hear about that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's, I think Brett is a little careless with Heather, but I also think Heather, mm-hmm. she volunteered to come back.
She's
so
being
she's
careless with herself.
She signed up. Yeah, she's. Yeah, so Heather is coming with them to help them party, aka be Brett's mole. And they head on a Learjet and they're all just partying on the plane, and then they arrive at the Hard Rock Casino, which is so at least they're on the strip now.
Yeah, they've upgraded hugely from being in like the Dust Bowl desert to then now they're doing literal spawn con for the Hard Rock Hotel, which I believe had some sort of like renovation or makeover. Mm-hmm. And then this is like how they kind of present it to the world, because as soon as they get there, there's a moment where they show some random dude who's the head of marketing. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is like a commercial in part now.
Yeah. They're basically at like the Prim Valley. What's that one casino on the way to Vegas that has like a roller coaster outside of it?
Ooh, I don't know, but that one scares me.
We, on our way back from Colorado, we got McDonald's at that area, and we pulled off the highway and went in there, and it was like a windstorm was happening, and it was really scary, and there were crows everywhere.
There's always a windstorm. Yeah. When I drove by there, I was like, is something on fire? And then as we drove by, it was just like little mini tornadoes that were happening.
Yeah.
And then also next to us on the highway was a truck full of bees. Like a semi truck that was, I guess, transporting bees from one place to another. And I was like, my sister and I were like, why are all these bees? Like, what's up with all these bees? And we looked over and there was a truck of bees.
Oh, no.
Just like slowly going next to us, which I love bees.
Buffalo Bills.
But it was a real like.
That's
yeah,
what it's called.
It wild.
That's basically where
that
they
casino.
Were. That's basically where they were last time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're upgraded to Hard Rock, and I love when you get into the lobby and the camera catches a stenciled art on the wall that just says Korn, like the band.
Oh, I thought it was like just
no,
celebrating
no, no,
Korn.
Like Korn with the backwards R.
Love, classic rock and roll band.
Mm-hmm. Brett's like, all
Daisy
right, girls,
loves
I'm going to go.
Hotel.
Daisy's like, this is her element.
She goes, I'm here. I want to dance. I want to have sex with Brett. And I just want to be sexy. She literally, like, she takes one step into the Hard Rock and it just turns her on.
Daisy, like, grew, she was like Eloise at the Plaza, but at the Hard Rock. Like, mm-hmm. Daisy was, like, born and raised in the Hard Rock Hotel.
She's a rocker girl at heart.
She is. That'd be a great Eloise, like, adjacent. Just younger Daisy, like, growing up in this hard casino.
In a crazy world of, like, 80s rock and roll.
Yeah. So the girls all stay in one suite, and Brett goes, he's like, all right, I'm going to leave you. I'm sorry, their suite was shitty. It was not cute.
The girls' suite?
Yeah.
It always is shitty.
But, like, compared to Brett's...
They always, like... Brett's was amazing.
Brett's was incredible.
His bedroom was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even really my style.
Me
that
neither.
Kind of, like, glam, like, mirrored. But I was like, I would for sure, like, happily sleep in this hotel
Hell yeah.
room and, like, love it.
Heather's going to be sleeping with the girls. They immediately...
A recipe for disaster.
They immediately start... taking shots and drinking, and they get their first, like, date card, and Jessica reads it, and she goes, Destiny and Jessica, please change into these golf outfits and meet me downstairs. I don't know why that
made
me
rewind,
laugh.
Because I was like, did he just say golf outfits?
I thought he said goth at first. I was like, okay.
Me too.
They're going to be goth tonight.
I was like,
hell
whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then it was golf.
Brett's...
This is my nightmare date.
Brett, like, loves every, like, dumb thing that a guy loves, Brett loves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, golf, sports.
Ugh.
Ugh. Everything, I'm like...
Hockey.
But it feels like... It doesn't feel authentic. Cigars.
Like, he's just playing at being a man.
He's, like, cosplaying
of.
It.
He's
male
cosplaying masculinity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you wear extensions. You don't like golf.
And that's... I'm like... I want Brett to be who he is. And he's just, like, a glam rock guy at heart. And, like, let him just be, like, not your typical man.
But I think maybe he either is, like, totally golf and hockey guy, like Jax Taylor.
I think he is. I think he really is.
I think he's more that than an actual, like, rocker.
Me too. I wish it was the opposite, but unfortunately, it's the truth. This is,
like,
Brett.
He's a golfing, hockey playing conservative who, like, happened to play music at one point in his life.
And, like, probably loves Police.
Yeah. I get, like, you don't rock and love golf.
No.
That's just not how it works.
Anyway.
So Heather also is, like, foisting alcohol upon the women. She's like, everyone better pour a drink. We're not going to have a boring time here. I was like, whoa, I'm scared.
One of the main plot lines of this episode is Jessica needs to prove to Brett that she's not, like, so young and innocent. And, like, so that means she has to basically, like, hold her liquor in Vegas.
Hold her liquor in deep throat.
And put out. Heather.
As she and Destiny are getting ready, Heather decides that she needs to, like, tease their hair to make it more 80s.
And they go along with it. They think Heather's, like, they're so glamored by Heather. Like, they think Heather is, like, a celeb to these girls. Like, she's, like, the cool senior.
Yeah.
And they're the junior, like, sophomore girls. And she's, like, totally, like, doming them and like, fucking with them right now. And they have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica's like, Heather thought it would be a good idea if she teased our hair 80s style. And she says it with, like, reverence. And then Heather's like,
yeah.
No one fucking likes 80s hair anymore. Even I know that.
She goes, these dumb twats, this 80s hair is over. Everyone knows it. And she won't take off her sunglasses, which is a sign that Heather is on the dark side. When those Dior, like, gradient sunglasses are on, Heather's up to no good.
Yeah, Heather's like... Truly, her shadow self comes alive at the Hard Rock Casino.
Mm-hmm.
So they head out to the golf course. They're going to play a round of dusk golf, which, honestly...
Nightmare.
But if I had to play any golf, it would be evening golf.
Sunset golf
cool.
would be acceptable.
Not as hot. You know, Brett probably is very sensitive to temperature. I just have a feeling. He doesn't like to sweat.
Yeah.
So he needs it to be.
He has a hard time maintaining like homeostasis. So it's best that he is in more temperate climates.
Mm-hmm. Wait. But we forgot the biggest twist of this episode is that Jessica what? Is like an incredible golfer and was a varsity golfer in high school all 4 years. Like,
oh yeah.
How random is like, I don't, it's like Jessica's just like, what they don't know about me is that I was a varsity golfer all 4 years. So
I finally get a chance to show off. And I was like, hell yeah. Hell, like, yes. That's great.
And she's fucking
if Brett
good.
Really loves golf, like, yeah, you would want to be with a girl that's also great at golf. But don't guys golf to just like be with each other and like
jerk off,
walk around?
Yeah, they all, yeah, everyone,
like it's like a their own little like it's like the straight man's version of a circle jerk.
Yeah, they like drink beer and like drive golf carts and talk about like
and go like walk across grass and swing clubs.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the most worthless sport I can possibly think of. I've never understood it. I think it's so boring. It looks maybe like it would be kind of fun to play, maybe. But it also looks like it could be deeply frustrating to play.
But I loved seeing Jessica play. And I was all about, I was like here for Jessica as a golf, you know, wunderkind.
She was literally the Queen's Gambit.
She was the Queen's Gambit of the Vegas golf course.
Yeah, she slayed. Well, while they're on their golf journey, Heather takes Daisy and Ombre aside and she goes, have either of you guys hooked up with Brett? And Daisy goes, yeah, like 500 times.
She goes, what, am I going to lie
about
it? What
am I going to say? No. And Amber is immediately insecure and is like, well, I've only made out with him
mm-hmm.
a couple times. And this was honestly the moment where Heather decided that she hated Daisy.
Oh,
and would
yeah.
do whatever it takes to take Daisy down.
Heather was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. She's like, come in my bedroom, come on the bed. And Daisy goes in there and Heather's like, so do you feel like threatened by any of the girls? Like, do you feel like they're your competition? And Daisy's like, no, not at all. I don't feel threatened at all.
Why would she? They've literally fucked, I think, every night since she's been there.
Yeah. They're like, for all intents and purposes, together yeah. at this point.
Daisy knows that...
That's Brett's girlfriend, and then these other girls are girls that he's talking to.
Mm-hmm. So Heather immediately goes into, like, I must incept. She goes into Daisy's brain. She tries to.
Mm-hmm. She's, like, crawling around.
But Daisy's sort of a wall.
Daisy's a mystery.
Daisy does not... is the first girl to really say and admit that Heather is, like, there to fuck with them. Like, Daisy's like, I have my guard up with Heather. I know that she's, like, I know that she's... I can't even do her voice. She's like, I know that she's here to sabotage.
I've got to have a wall up with Heather.
Yeah.
Because I know that she, like, doesn't... She, like, wants to show Brett who's, like, good for him and who's not.
Exactly.
This made me... This episode made me fall in love with Daisy.
Yeah, this is a real, like, love affair with Daisy episode. Daisy De La Hoya, Oscar De La Hoya's niece.
I know. She's very, like, she's a complicated woman.
Mm-hmm. She is.
She's also beautiful.
Back on the golf course, Jessica's just like, oh, wait, first she talks to Amber, and she's like, basically, yeah. she wants to turn Amber, make sure Amber's turned on Daisy. And Amber's like, well, Daisy, you know, all she talks about is being in debt for her boob job. You know, I don't know. I don't trust her intentions, honestly. I don't know if she's here for the right reasons. She's still living with someone.
Daisy's codependent. I think she's looking for someone to save her from her life. And I was like, well, Brett is too. So yeah. They're a match made in hell.
And that's exactly what we want to see.
Yeah. And why do you think everyone's doing this show? This is not like... well-adjusted people find love. I love when people are like trying, like shocked yeah. that everyone around them is like fucked up in this like environment. It's like, no, you're actually the one, you're the outlier and you're actually not even an outlier because you're participating in the madness.
Yeah. Amber
is there's something wrong with you too.
You are just as fucked up as Daisy. Like mm-hmm. if you're on the show in any way, you're fucked up. Unless you're like,
yeah, something has gone really horribly wrong in your life that led you astray and you landed in this environment. So you need to examine that.
Amber is extremely judgmental about strippers and sex work. And I find her to be, it's like, I don't like her slandering or trying to like, she's trying to make Daisy sound like this bad seed because she is probably like a stripper or, you know, has probably done sex work. And she like always insults that. I find every episode, Amber always has a comment about like a woman who like is a dancer or like does sex work, and that needs to stop.
Yeah. Well, I think also Amber's like threatened by the fact that Daisy is much younger than she is.
Well,
so it's easy to like shit on someone that like find a like, the most obvious thing that you can use to like shit on someone. I love Daisy is, I can't even imagine Amber being like sexy. Like she probably wears granny panties.
And Heather's like, well, she's like, you gotta tell Brett about this stuff. You gotta go in there and tell him all this stuff. You know, about Daisy. Say it. Don't be afraid to say it. And then Amber goes, oh Lord, here it comes.
She goes, tell him at dinner. He needs to know.
Heather's also fucked up.
I was like, Heather, he's never going to like be in love with you.
I know.
Like, it's never going to happen. Even if you root out who the best person is for him on this show, like, you're never going to get what you truly want from this man. You need to give it up.
Back on the golf course, Destiny's like terrible at golf. She's like how I would be. She's just kind of like wandering around, but she tries to spruce things up by like sticking her head between her legs and like looking back at it. And she just goes up to like,
I love her approach to slutty golf.
Jessica's like literally getting holes in one, and Brett's like, oh my god, like Brett's like, so I think he's also deeply threatened probably by Jessica for being good at golf.
Yeah.
And here's the thing,
she played it wrong because like, he's not going to want a girl who's better at golf than he is.
Yeah.
It didn't even show him really playing, which makes me think that he's not that good.
In an ideal world, like a secure man would be like, hell yeah, about Jessica, like kind of owning the game. But we're talking about Brett Michaels. Mm-hmm. But he does that thing again where he's like just showing his mixed messaging of like, basically being like, please act like a hoe to these girls. And then when they do, he's like, I don't want you. Like he's like shaming Destiny for like being fun and flirty. And like,
yeah, but he's also into it.
Yeah, but he's into it. But he's also like, I don't know if she's the kind of girl for me. Like he's so conflicted about like, he wants a woman to be like, you know, comfortable with her sexuality and like owning it. But then when he sees it, he's like, I don't know if I want that, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't want like overt sexuality.
Yeah.
Like raunchy sexuality. Like he might fuck someone that does that, but like on a day-to-day basis, he needs someone in the middle of Jessica and Destiny. He really like should be with Daisy. Like they make sense together. They clearly like each other.
But I think it's mixed messaging because he's like, you know, he's always commenting on like all I could see right now were her breasts, you know, or like, but it's just classic man. Right?
I love Destiny just being like,
woo! That's how I would be.
Being like,
that's what I would do.
Wagging her ass. Yeah. I mean, Destiny's so hot. That's another thing that she is going through. She's really gorgeous. Like, even makeup or no makeup, she just has that, like, she's just, like, a hot-ass bitch.
And she's fun.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, like, Daisy on the golf course. I would really love to see her trying to golf.
So they head back to the Hard Rock, and it's kind of fucked up that he's, like, took them on, like, a golf date and then took Daisy, like it's clearly coming down to Daisy and Amber.
Yeah. Also, I was like, you're really squeezing in like two big activities back to back. Like, what time did they eat dinner? Like, were they, is it summertime? It seems like it's summer, so the sun goes down at like 8 or 9, and then did you have like a 10 p.m. dinner with these girls?
Probably.
I hated that that golf course too when they got there, and that guy was like, welcome to the littest golf course in Vegas. I was like, ew.
I have to say, when they were eating room service later and they were eating that chili, it looked, or I think it, mm-hmm. or it was like beef stew, it looked so good, and it made me want and miss room service.
I really miss room service.
There is nothing better than a crisp, salty Caesar salad with salty, salty croutons and like a bowl of French onion soup for room service.
Nothing better than like French fries, room service French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a yummy like hotel burger, or like even Ooh. Coffee. Like hotel coffee is always so good, just in like a French press or drip coffee. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
I yearn.
Someday.
I yearn. I crave. Someday we'll get back to that place.
So Brett takes Ombre and Daisy to dinner at like an empty like lounge area. It's literally just like a hotel bar.
Yeah, before they, when the girls get back, when Daisy, or when Destiny and Jessica get back from golf, Daisy's like, she's like, I have to go get ready for my date, and like kind of is sarcastic, I think joking to Destiny, but I think Destiny's kind of drunk, and then Heather's also there, and Destiny's like, she like got in my face, and Amber, and Heather goes, you should tell her about that. You should tell her how you feel about that. It's like, you're the devil.
She's literally Satan. She's
sowing chaos wherever she goes.
Yeah, Daisy was just joking. She was like, ugh, I have to get ready for my date. And then like kind of jokingly puts her hand in her face. Because her and Destiny are like best friends on this.
Yeah,
on
they're the rooming together in the suite too, for now.
So they go to this like empty lounge.
AJ's Tavern.
Yeah. And I meant to write Daisy, but for autocorrect, change it to Sissy.
Sissy.
Brett asks Sissy.
Her alter ego.
Brett asks Sissy.
Hey, Sissy, can I ask you a question?
Brett asks, I had an aunt named Aunt Sissy.
Oh, that's a classic aunt name.
Rest in power.
Was she fun?
I don't really remember her. She liked golf. She was a golfer.
Classic. Sissy strikes me as like a golfer mm-hmm. gal's name.
She was mm-hmm. she was sweet.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. So Brett asked Daisy, he's like, I need to re-clarify like what's going on with you and Charles, the guy, aka her ex, she still lives with. And I was like, God damn, like let her off the hook.
Yeah, give Daisy a fucking break.
So Brett, basically the crux of this whole thing is that Brett is unconvinced that Charles and Daisy don't fuck still. Like, I think he's just deeply threatened by that fact. And he needs to know if he does not believe Daisy hasn't fucked. Basically because Brett's like, me and her have fucked so many times that like I doubt that she would just go 2 years without having sex. Because mm-hmm. that's what she, right? She
because
says
what? Yeah, she says she hasn't had sex in 2 years. She's been living with Charles because he had money problems and like they've been through a bunch of shit together. And like, she's like, we've been through crazy shit. We've been through crazy fucking shit. And Brett's like, well, you're going to need to tell me more about that crazy shit because I just don't know. And then basically like Daisy does not really want to say on camera. Like I got the sense that she's like, I don't really want to get into it. And Brett's like, well, just say what you can't, like say what you kind of can say. Like,
yeah, and he gets Amber. He gets Amber to join in. Like he like
yeah,
looks at Amber.
Just
he's
trying
like,
to
I mean,
torch
come
Daisy.
On. And then Amber's like, yeah, what's the big deal, Daisy? Why don't you just come forward?
And then Daisy admits that she had an abortion while she was with Charles and he like stayed with her to make sure that she was okay. And they've just like really been through a lot and he had money problems and she wasn't going to kick him out on the streets. And they've lived together platonically for 2 years, but they're done. And Brett doesn't believe that she can be celibate for 2 years, but I'm here to tell you it's fucking possible. I've done it.
That was kind of, I felt bad for her in that moment. And I think Brett.
Well, everyone's
I also think,
coming for her.
I also think Brett kind of bit his tongue when he said that. Cause I think he had a look on his face of like, oh, okay. Like I think he realized yeah. that he put his foot in his mouth. Cause I think he was like, wanted her to say, he thought she was going to admit that they have had sex, but like, I think he realized that he backed her into a corner right now and he felt bad. I think I could see Brett kind of being like, oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. And also I think as like a rock and roll guy, he's probably no stranger to like an abortion or three. So it's like, you know what this fucking score is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is just like goes with the territory. But then Amber just jumps on the like fucking torch train. She's like, well, what is it that you do, Daisy?
Yeah.
Cause Daisy's like, I make good fucking money, so like I can help him. And she's like, well, what do you do? And Daisy's like, I'm a dancer.
And
then Amber's like, oh, well, do you have what are you in debt? Do you have debt?
Yeah, she's like, I mean, you got hair extensions, boob job, makeup, and you're telling me that you're in debt? She's like, something just isn't adding up here. I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's none of your goddamn business, Amber, what Daisy does.
Just because you're 40 and you have your shit together now doesn't mean that you can just like wreck this 24-year-old.
40.
Like, leave her be.
May I add also lying about her age, saying she's 31, as we come to know in the next episode.
Yeah, you are not... You are
maybe
no,
10 years ago.
Like,
you were 40, 31.
Yeah, we all know you're on your second act. So stop with the lies.
Just own it.
Just fucking own it. It's way sexier if you're just like, it's really unsexy to try and like prove your
vitality
by being like, yeah, by being like responsible. It's like, just shut up and be responsible and then enjoy the chaos of others. Like, you're not, it's not like, like paying your bills on time is not like sexy. You know what I mean? It's cool and good and like,
yeah. And like,
it's great and responsible, but responsibility just by nature isn't like, it's isn't sexy.
Yeah. Also, it's like, Daisy's paying her bills and she's doing what she does, and like, that's none of your business, Amber. What she, how she supports herself and Charles.
Yeah.
So, fuck off.
Like, you're, it's it makes me mad when people, it's like, Amber's, you could just let your own personality and your own like fun vibe shine through without having to take someone else down to prove that you're like awesome.
Amber's like the,
if you have to do that, then you're not that awesome.
Yeah, Amber's like one of the townspeople in Elvira who like judges her and like tries to burn her at the stake.
Totally. That's like, I like taking this to a place of Elvira.
Hell yeah.
It applies.
Always.
Like, you should, and you should have like your shit together.
Yeah.
Like financially and all of that. Like, but it's not, like, you should also be able to be like a fun slut, you know?
may we all be that lucky.
Yeah.
So Amber just like, the whole thing just gets turned on Daisy, and Daisy's feeling extremely fragile, which I understand. She's shaken up. She's had this lady like across this this like this woman who's lying about her identity just yelling about at you across the table in like an empty steakhouse, and this
a high school English teacher is like
and this flop of a man just sitting in between not doing anything to protect you.
Yeah.
So
literally, like, Daisy is too fragile for what's to come. Like, she,
oh my God,
you cannot do this to sweet, sensitive, fragile Daisy.
Back in the room, Heather's just working Destiny over about Daisy. She's just going like, da 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 da. She goes, she talks shit on all of you, by the way. She goes, she said none of you are threatening to her. None of you give her one pause in what she's going right now. She's like, I'm just letting you know. And Destiny just goes like, nah! And you just see this weird Daisy, or Destiny goes into like this kind of like strange like lizard brain state, and you just see her smoking a cigarette out the window. Like, there's like curtains billowing. Jessica's just watching scared from the other side of the room, and she's just sitting there going like, hum! Like, she's gone full rogue, and she has the rage for for Daisy in her eyes. And she's just sitting in the...
She flops
standing in the,
on a pool table. She, like, belly flops on the pool table and is like, ah! And then turns over on her back and is, like, kicking her legs. And she's like, ah! And then just takes to the window to smoke to chain cigs. I was like, damn, I've been there. But, like, you gotta keep it together, girl.
Like, I could totally... Destiny is fully all about Heather at this point. Like, if in that moment, Heather said, like, hey, lady, she's like, let's steal a car from the parking garage here and drive off into the horizon. Destiny would have done it. Destiny,
yeah.
Heather could have convinced Destiny to, like, kill in that moment. Like,
she's ride or die.
She's fully under her spell. She's been Svengali'd. She's been Rasputin'd by Heather. And she's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. She's a fucking puppet on a string.
And I have to say, what this whole... The only maybe normal person on this entire fucking show is Jessica. At the end.
I love when everyone comes back from dinner, Brett's like, let's go back up to the suite and then you can come up to my room. And Daisy and Ombre come back into the room and everyone starts like screaming, and it cuts to Jessica and she's traumatized. And in her one-on-one, she goes, I mean... I don't understand this. Like, I'm pretty stable. I don't have any drama with people. And, like, I don't really understand this world. And you just see her, like, looking at everyone as they're, like, losing their shit at each other. And I was cackling. Like, Jessica is truly, like, the, like you said, the only sane person in this entire universe.
Daisy comes back and like it's an all-out war. Like Destiny's got the knives out for Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Destiny's now not even trying to smoke out the window, is just sitting on a bed with a cigarette, just like chiefing.
They all come back. Amber, Destiny just starts attacking Daisy and she's like, you talk shit about me. Like, I trusted you. You like threw me, basically like threw me under the bus. And Daisy's like, what? I didn't say anything. Like, Daisy's like, everyone needs to leave me alone.
And Destiny's like, why do you still live with your fucking boyfriend, huh? Like, yeah. Why are you living with him and you're fucking saying you're here for Brett? That's a fucking lie. And like, then Ambre gets all heated, fake heated, by the way.
Yeah.
Totally. I call bullshit on
that too. She's just taking this as an opportunity to break Daisy even more.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm so sick of you taking my time. And then we have to talk about that. And then I don't have time with Brett. And fuck you. Like, when Amber gets, like, into fuck you mode, I'm just like, ew, my God. Like, yeah, in your pants.
Also, you continued, like, you were leading the charge against Daisy at the dinner table. So, like, you robbed yourself of time with Brett. So it's on you, girl.
You're a goddamn snake.
Yeah. You're a goddamn... You're taking away my time with Brett. My time. My solo. My one-on-one time with Brett is important to me, and you're taking it away.
And I'm sick of people taking it away. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
And I was like, please, Amber, get it together.
And Daisy's like, why is everyone yelling at me? And they go in this... They're all sitting on the beds, and then Heather's like, goddamn you. And then Heather
is she still in her sunglasses at this point? Or is
she's also
off?
Blackout.
Yeah, she's been blackout since the day before. I believe that she, as soon as she entered that house of rock in the hills or wherever they were prior, Heather went straight into a blackout to cope with the fact that she was not Brett's chosen one and has been blackout the entire time.
Heather also hasn't left the suite since they got there.
No.
She's like not, so she's just like in this like house of horrors, like unable to leave and like has succumbed to the darkness and is like fully an agent of evil at this point. And at one point,
yeah,
she throws like a wet napkin or something at Daisy's face.
I think it was like a glass of something.
Yeah, she like throws.
Daisy goes into her own room, which, by the way, Destiny has moved her suitcase out of the room.
I'm going to go live with Heather.
With Daisy. And Daisy goes, she's like, everyone needs to back off. And then, like, goes in her room. She's like, I'm sick of getting chased by these wild beasts. And, like, gets in her bed and is like, And then everyone comes in her room and is, like, berating her. And then Heather just takes something, like, a glass. I thought it was, like, a Red Bull or something. She throws it at Daisy. It hits Amber, too.
Yeah.
Which
and she goes, and you just hear Heather go, you will not get my friend. You're not going to be dating my friend.
Not going to get my friend. Okay.
All right, Heather.
Psycho.
And then Brett's like, then he's like, let's all go up to my suite. And they go up and they have like.
Brett's suite is amazing.
He has like slot machines, blackjack table, like marble. It actually is like, again, like Laura said, it's like, it's not my taste either. But like, I would be floored if I saw that suite.
Yeah, I would be like, this is so fun. Like, let's party in your fucking mirrored bedroom.
Yeah.
And like play some blackjack. I'll lose some money. Mm-hmm. And like, let's like all hook up. I'm sure Brett thought that's what was going to happen too, is that there could be like a fun group sex moment, or like just that things would be like fun and sexy. And he has his own private blackjack table with this like dealer. And they start to play the blackjack game from hell.
Yeah, Brett was like hoping there'd be like a jacuzzi moment, like naked running around, probably like maybe some like four-way make out later. Maybe Heather would join in and like tag team with them. But
yeah, like I think he thought Heather would keep things like sexy, but she actually made things incredibly tense.
And I think he realized that later.
Yeah. Everyone's like trying to put their best face forward, but it's like really tense around the table. And then Destiny starts screaming at Daisy again.
Daisy has like lets out a scream that is like Exorcist of Emily Rose. Like, it's like a guttural.
What does she say?
She just goes, like, she just lets out a rage. And Brett's like, Big John, you're gonna come out here and deal with these girls. So he like gets up. He just can't. Total conflict avoidant.
Yeah. He goes, Big John, can you deal with this shit? And then he just walks away.
Big John comes over and he goes, how could you disrespect Brett in his own suite? And he goes, we will not. And then at one point, I think Destiny hits Daisy.
Or she like knocks her glass down or something.
And then Heather goes like, oh, look at that. She goes, that was bad. And Heather tries to like, and I'm like, you just threw like a glass at her face. Like you just hit two women in one swoop. Like, and now you're like, oh, look at that. Like you're chiming in being like, they're being violent. I'm like, Heather, shut the fuck up. You just threw something.
Get a grip. Yeah. And then the ladies are ushered into like the living room area to like duke it out. And like, I guess Brett's hope was that they would calmly talk about their conflict and like resolve it. And then they could go back to like partying with their tits out. But Heather and Daisy just go at it and are screaming at each other. And then finally Brett comes out and he goes, enough.
Well, first Daisy goes, she's like, yeah, I've been in debt, but like, I don't need anyone. Like I could get money if I need, I'm not dependent on anyone. She's like, my uncle's Oscar De La Hoya. If I really wanted something, I would just ask for him. And I was like, whoa. Yeah,
I love.
And I guess it's,
that's a flex.
It's real. She really is.
It's true. Yeah.
She also dated Corey
Haim. Oscar De La Hoya. Oh God.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is Corey Haim the one that's dead?
Yeah.
Oh. Was Oscar De La Hoya the one that cross-dressed?
I don't know.
Or was that another one? Oh, yeah, it was him. Ugh, I was obsessed with these photos. Oscar De La Hoya in full fishnets and high heels and like a little undie. Hang on, I'm gonna send you this.
Hell yeah.
This was a really fantastic...
Oh my God, I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah.
He apparently paid a woman $20 million to keep them in...
To have sex with him?
No, to keep them a secret.
20 mil?
I think so.
Oh my God. I was obsessed with these photos when they came out. I remember...
He looks hot.
He looks really hot. I love guys that wear like a full body fishnet, like quote unquote straight men who are like down to wear a fishnet. I've met a few of them. I've had the pleasure of knowing a couple and it just is truly wonderful. He's probably down to peg.
For sure. He's worth $200 million.
Yeah, Daisy could for sure hit him up.
Yeah. Wow, the Oscar De La Hoya is really hot.
Yeah, he's really hot. Daisy dated Dave Navarro.
Yep.
That tracks.
I think Daisy's had some substance abuse issues.
She's a fragile flower.
But yeah, so Brett like hopes that the women will talk things out, but it's just explosive. So Brett basically is like, finally has to like do something. He takes action like for once.
Yeah. He goes, enough, Daisy.
Enough!
Go to my room. Also, like, you know that you've all fucked up when, like, the person that you hate is now getting the invitation to go to Brett's room.
He was like, everyone out!
Like, you
Daisy,
failed.
Daisy, come to my room. Daisy's like, okay. And then they go in and Brett's just like, they powwow, and Brett's basically just like, he's like, I want to give you, you know, he basically, like, apologizes to her.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm sorry. And I just wrote, you have to be hot with serious issues for Brett to like you. Mm-hmm. He wants like a really hot,
fragile,
destroyed, fragile woman. Like he gets off to that.
yeah, they powwow and then they kiss. And then Daisy goes back in the room and she walks back in and she has this, she looks like she's about to start laughing because the women are all like in their PJs with like their retainers in, just looking at her, like standing in the foyer,
staring at the door, waiting for her to come in.
She's like, hey. And she goes in and closes the door and they're like, well, good night. I hope it was good.
Yeah, I just wrote loathe Amber.
The next morning, Heather comes in with Brett and they have like a little like kind of post game. And Heather tells Brett like what she thinks of all the women again. And Brett's kind of like, you can tell he's like annoyed with Heather.
Yeah.
It's kind of,
he's annoyed and then dismisses her.
He's like, Heather, you can go. You just see Heather wheel her bag out and she's, and I was like, she just hitchhiked her way home.
Yeah, she did not get a ride home. Literally imagine, like, she had to go back into that room of girls and be like, well, I'm gonna go now, like inexplicably just like leaving when she thought she would be there probably the entire time.
Well, I think the producers were probably like, yo, you gotta get this girl out because she's gonna like, there's gonna be blood. And
I think the producers were like,
she threw something,
keep her around. But Brett was like, it's too chaotic.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, Destiny looks like genuinely sad to see Heather go.
I know. She's, yeah. The real rock of love was, she's Destiny's like, love for Heather.
Mm-hmm. They could have stolen so many cars together.
Yeah. Damn.
And like rocked backstage.
Brett and Daisy talk again. And Daisy, so the elimination night is coming. And at first, Jessica goes in to, like, chat with Brett. And she walks in and Brett is, like, bowling, I think. He's, like, in a bowling alley or something. And then,
yeah, he has a bowling alley in his suite.
And Brett just sees Jessica and he just goes, good God. It's, like, so fake.
She does look really hot.
I know, but
she's, like, wearing these, like, tall boots and a mini skirt with her Ed Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Her Ed Hardy tank top.
Wait, I had a dream last night that I was at some hotel and it was, like, an Ed Hardy hotel. I'm not even kidding. Oh, I am not even kidding you.
You incepted the Hard Rock Hotel.
Maybe.
You were a contestant on Rock of Love.
Maybe I was.
I love when they got to the hotel and got to their suite and the girls are like, Brett got us like a whole table of gifts and it's just like more Affliction and Ed Hardy like swag. Oof.
Can imagine what it smells like.
It smells like lollipops, I'll bet. Or like has like a very like manufactured candy scent.
Mm-hmm.
Like bubble gum and lollipops.
Yeah. Daisy and Brett chit chat. And Daisy's like, I need to reveal something to you. And Brett's like, okay. And she's like, I used to, like, a few years back, I used to hang out with Cece, who I guess is, like, part of Poison.
Yeah, Cece Brett's DeVille. Me. I need to Google him.
Yeah, he's, like, not cute. Brett's a lot cuter than he is.
Ooh. Ooh.
But I love that.
Oh, my God.
I need to be honest with you. I used to hang out with Cece. And Brett's like, okay. He's like, did you like, basically he's like, did you fuck? And she's like, no.
She's like, no.
Just friends. And Brett's like,
you know that Cece really did want to fuck her though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just.
Damn.
This guy?
Oh, no.
Woof.
He has like Jesse Camp energy.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how he would be, like, hot in his younger years. Like, he kind of looks like Viggo Mortensen, but he's gotten too tan with, like, a bleach blonde hair.
Mm.
And it's a little too much. Also, Brett, when he was with Jessica, he's, like, talking to her, and he's like, you're so young, and you're so innocent, and, like, you're beautiful. You have beautiful energy. And I don't know if you're ready for this jaded world of hurt. I was like, Brett, what is your jaded world of hurt? Like, you play golf and you like watch hockey games. Like, you're a middle-aged conservative man. Like, let's, like...
Yeah, I know.
Your jaded world of hurt. Give me a fucking break.
He's like, the things I love most about Jessica is her beauty, her kindness, and that she's young. And the things I think are going to be a problem is that she's young. And I was just like, what? Imagine being like, that's like one of the qualities you love about your partner. They're young.
I also think that he's just not attracted to her.
No, I don't. I think it's, I agree with you. Even though she's beautiful, it's like not, he's just, they're just not vibing.
She's smart. She's good at golf and has small tits. And that's what's going to really ultimately be.
The thing that sinks her.
The things, yeah, that sinks her. I love Brett trying to make it like really deep. This jaded world of hurt. You sing the worst music ever, and you're literally a Trump voter.
Yeah.
Like, you are not, like, a jaded world of hurt. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You tortured poet, you.
Yeah. And they all assemble for the elimination, and right before Daisy just goes, you see Daisy crying in the hallway, and she goes, this is gonna suck. This is gonna suck so bad.
She cries all over the Hard Rock Hotel after she comes and has her like one-on-one moment with him. Then he is gone inexplicably, and she's just alone on the stage sitting on the floor with her legs like spread out crying by herself. And then she has to go get ready for elimination, where she's just like crying again. She's like, I just don't know, like, it's gonna suck.
This has been her before every elimination. She just always is.
She's emotional.
She always goes right to the dark place.
She is literally teetering on the edge of darkness and light at all times. And all it takes is like one thing to just push her into her own jaded world of hurt. Like, Daisy, I truly do believe, is like a tortured artist.
I do too. But it pays off, because Daisy's the first girl that Brett picks, and it's like and yeah. You see Ombre's face in the background. She's just like horrified.
Ombre's face is incredible.
Outraged.
I also love Brett goes, it's time for elimination, and we're gonna head on down to Body English, the Hard Rock Hotel's new nightclub. Like, it was like an infomercial.
It was like a hotel ad. Hotel channel ad.
I believe that if you checked into the Hard Rock Hotel between the years of 2008 to 2010, like, when you turned on the TV...
Hey, I'm Brett Michaels.
Went to, like, immediately the hotel channel, it would be like, I'm Brett Michaels from Poison.
Yeah.
Let me show you around the new and improved Hard Rock Hotel.
He's like, be it a Tuesday night or a Saturday night,
the Hard Rock Hotel delivers a fun party time just for you. Come with me. And he's like, this is AJ's steakhouse. You can get a good piece of meat here. Don't I know it.
Steak and frites, man. Some good
head
as you.
Head on over to Body English.
Head right on over to Body English Nightclub and Lounge. He's like, bottle service.
Every sort of dipping sauce you could possibly want. Garlic aioli, A1, or their own house blend.
And he's like,
you like Thousand Island dressing on your salad? They got that too. It's fucking hardcore.
He's like, if you want to really make it a Vegas night, he's like, being Body English while getting AJ's delivered to your bottle service table. It's all in a night at Body English. You just see him eating steak in the middle.
Take
of like...
Take a shot and have a bite of medium rare premium grade Angus. Oh,
God. Sirloin Angus.
Nothing like a fresh piece of meat at your table. Am I right? And he's like surrounded by like bottle service broads. And then he's like on the stage. He's like, every so often, they might have a special guest. And then it's like, every rose has its thorn.
He's like,
you take a break by the pool. Put your legs up in the cabana. It's fun out here on a Saturday.
Yeah, he's like, pitcher lemonade spiked with vodka or just a cold glass of iced tea. He's like, anything you want. Relax out here, decompress, or just start your day.
Then head on into the casino for a great time of gambling. Whether you're a hardcore gambler or a guy like me who mostly just loses, they have something for everyone here at the Hard Rock fucking Hotel. And then that just plays on loop over and yeah. over on the hotel TV until you change the channel.
I could see that like in some like post-apocalyptic movie if someone like is exploring a hotel that's been like long abandoned and that's like playing on loop in some like screen.
Mm-hmm. I just love thinking of Bret Michaels, like his second act, which was 2008 when he had like way more like celebrity cachet than he will ever know again.
Yeah.
Like that was his second peak. Like, will he? I mean, he could make a comeback. Like, I feel like we're actually, I don't know because of his like conservatism. I don't know if actually he could make like a.
He won't.
Like a pop culture comeback. He won't. He's done. The Hard Rock Hotel has officially split ties with Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
They issue a statement.
They issue a Notes app apology.
People get so mad at the Hard Rock like 10 years later and they're like, yeah, they're like, what the fuck? You supported this guy? And then the Hard Rock has to officially come out and be like, we made the mistake of aligning with one Bret Michaels, member of Poison, yeah. but he does not represent our values yeah. of hard rockage.
Yeah. Does not reflect like our...
The Hard Rock Hotel is all about rocking and rolling and being free and expressing yourself, but not like how Bret expresses himself.
So it comes to the elimination and Daisy's picked first, much to the chagrin of everyone else.
And she approaches Bret and weeps. She goes...
She goes, she immediately becomes Steven Tyler in that moment. Like she changes her face and just becomes Steven Tyler. And Bret's just like
her full blown like weeping like hands yeah. like sitting in front of him. She's like
And Bret's just like, will you stay in this house and rock my world? And she's like, hell yeah.
Forever.
Forever. I just want to tell him I love him right here and right now. I'm like, oh my God, don't do it, Daisy.
Like, I love this man. Like, I love him.
Like, I totally love this man.
She's shaking, crying yeah. in front of him. I think it makes him deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, but he's also really turned on.
Yeah, conflicted. Amber and Destiny are both pissed at this.
But then they get picked.
Yeah, Amber gets called next. And then it comes down to Destiny and Jessica. And I truly thought that Destiny was going to go home with every fiber in my being.
Because Bret, when he's like giving his kind of critiques on each of them, while they're standing before him, he tells Destiny, he's like, you know, he's like, backstage, you're a liability. He's like, I'm all about my fans. One wrong word from a female fan backstage, he's like, it could be lights out, you know? And like, he's like, that's a lawsuit for me and a loss of a fan. And Destiny's
like, I love
like,
how much he loves
She's like,
his
I'm
fan.
Just passionate. He's basically like, I don't want you to like punch one of them in the mouth.
Yeah. Hands off my fans, please.
Yeah.
And then Destiny gets the pass, and I was shocked.
I was really shocked. I thought he was going to pick Jessica.
Me too. And he, like, he cries as he eliminates Jessica.
Jessica, I think, was a little relieved, honestly.
Yeah, I think she saw too much, mm-hmm. and she knew, like, if this is what this means, I don't really want it.
Yeah, I think she went home and, like, had a little PTS,
mm-hmm.
which I don't blame her.
And Bret gathers the girls on the stage of Body English, and he goes, I really need this after tonight, and cracks a Bret's brew. And he goes, to our girl, Jessica, there's nothing bad I can say about her, but I want Rock of Love. I don't want Rock of Like or Rock of Lust. Can I get an amen? And then they all cheers. And I was just like, God, what's going to happen next?
Well, we see next week the parents are going to come for a special parent overnight stay.
I love it. Parents when the parents weekend. Come. Do they come to LA or are they going to stay in Vegas?
They go to LA, I think. And we realize
okay.
at one point, Amber's dad spills the beans that She lied to Brett about how old she is.
Oh, I didn't even watch the preview for next week.
Yeah,
was,
you see her.
Wow.
She
wow,
lied.
Wow.
She says she was 31. And she goes, oh my God, did I lie to you? Like, she pretends like she didn't.
Caught, bitch.
Yeah. She's like 37, which I think that's
I
a
love
lie.
It.
Like, she wishes yeah. she was 37.
She's a fresh 42.
But she goes, I just love in the preview. She goes, oh my God, did I lie to you? Did I not say the right word? Like, she like looks, oh, I must, like, you don't forget your age.
Miss holier than thou.
But I love, I must have misspoke. It's like, no, you don't misspeak about your age.
You don't misspeak.
You know.
A misspeak would be like, oh, I'm 36. Oh, no, actually, I'm 37. You don't misspeak. You're not like, I'm 28 when you're 36. I love Miss Debt Shaming. Sex work shaming. Angelic Amber.
I love her dad narking her. I think Amber might have
you
lied to
trust
you.
Your parents to keep that kind of secret.
No, they were there. They were there.
Yeah.
My mom always says that. She always goes, I was there.
Classic mom joke.
Right?
God, this show really brings me such joy to turn on this program and watch it and then talk about it.
I have to be radically honest. My mom listens, but she goes, what are you? I would, before we started today, she called me and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm about to pod with Laura. And she goes, oh, which one? She goes, don't say Rock of Love. And I said, Rock of Love. And she goes, my mom goes, oh, I just don't like that one. She's like, you guys, I like hearing you guys talk, but I just can't watch that show.
It's not for everyone.
It's an acquired taste.
It's a hard show. It's a hard show to get behind. It's a difficult time to confront.
But damn it, she still listens. Mm-hmm.
I love it. That is a true fan.
A true head.
And much like Brett, I love my fans.
I love my fans.
I've got to be honest. I love my fans. And if we're backstage and a fan says something bad to you, you throw a punch, that's a lawsuit for me. And a lost fan.
One less fan. Brett's like,
Brett needs all the fans he can
get.
Yeah,
Brett's like,
are dropping like flies.
There's like, Brett's like, hey, listen, I have like 7,000 fans. So like, I need to like keep all of them. Every one of them counts.
Deathly important to me. Yeah. My fans are literally all I have at this point. And the numbers are tanking. It is a bear market for fans for me. So anything that you do that could lose me a fan would be absolutely devastating. Well, I appreciate all you listeners out there that don't fuck with these shows, but really fuck with us. The hats go off to you.
We're down. We only got a few left, but
I know.
Hang with us, and we'll be back this week with an episode of Salty Utah Queens. A bonus episode. You can follow Laura at Lars Marie.
Yeah, and you can follow Carrie at eCarrieO, and you can get bonus episodes on the Patreon. It's patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Thank you to our producer Jonathan.
He's editing the shit out of these episodes, and we fucking love him for that.
Lars, I love you.
I love you.
Stay safe, everyone.
Love this wild world of rock and roll. Stay safe.
Love all of you. Hang in there, and we'll see you in a few days.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.